Hi everyone, and welcome to a session with the secret subject, where today I feel like doing whatever the hell I like. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever the hell comes out my mouth, I guess. The thing with the session with the secret subjects is I like it to feel like, you know, we're just gonna have a chat, because we are, right? Just gonna have a chat, you and me. And maybe I'll fractionate you, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll play with you, maybe I won't. Who knows? A lot of you have been asking for suggestions and have been asking me to get you to do things. And I mean, I could if I really wanted to, couldn't I? I could get you to do whatever I wanted at this point. Couldn't I? That idea is quite scary, isn't it? The idea that somebody could have that much control over your mind, that they could ask you to do practically anything. It's a good thing that the person that you're using to trust your mind to is not going to make you do anything silly or shameful. This is why we have ethical hypnotists, everybody. Because some of us have these fantasies, these little fantasies of having our minds completely and totally scrambled, completely and totally ruined by a hypnotist. I mean, I could do that to you right now, couldn't I? If I really, really wanted to. I could take your mind and I could crush it in my hand that easily. But you know what I could do that would be really fun? I could fractionate you to hell and back, making you more and more submissive, more and more needy, more and more desperate each and every single time. I could, couldn't I? I could have you begging for me to drop you, begging for me to wake you up. I could, couldn't I? I could have you edged so completely and totally that your mind shatters each and every time you even think of coming. Couldn't I? All those fun ideas that seem to wrap their way around your mind. And who knows how they got there. But all you have to focus on is sleep down, deep, 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 deep sleep. That's right. Sinking deeper and deeper and deeper with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wide awake. Oh. Is that mean? No, of course not. Sleep deep down, 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 down. Wide awake. Oh, and you know what I'm going to do? You know what I really feel like doing today? I really feel like taking your mind on a little trip. A trip through arousal, a trip through pleasure, a trip through submission, completely and totally. This is something that I like to do to a certain girlfriend of mine. Sometimes when we're feeling like we want to have a lot of fun, what I'll do is I'll say those words that she loves to hear. I'll start by saying the word pleasure. Maybe I'll say the word arousal. Maybe I'll say the word lust. Those words are all really strong words, especially when you connect them to thoughts and feelings. For example, if I asked you to imagine that word pleasure, and how does pleasure feel for you? How does it feel on different parts of your body? How does it feel? Where does it live? In your mind? In your body? Where does it sit with you? So that each and every time I say that word pleasure, you feel those feelings that you love so much, that feeling of arousal, that feeling of lust in your body, in your mind, as it starts to get stronger and stronger. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. That's right. And sometimes I find it's easier if you... No, I couldn't ask you to do that. I wouldn't, would I? Maybe I would. No, you wouldn't be interested. I don't think that you'd want to play my little game with me. Mm-mm. Because you don't like games, do you? No, of course not. You don't like games. I like to play games with you, but you wouldn't be interested in my game, would you? My game of pleasure, lust, arousal, neediness. Horniness. No, it's not your thing, is it? Oh, it is? Well, all you have to do, if it is, you just have to tell me. You just have to beg me. clearly you just have to get on your knees and grovel for me. Tell me how much you need it. That's right. If you can tell me how much you need to play this game with me, then maybe I'll consider it. Maybe I'll change my mind and we'll play our little game of fractionation, of arousal, of horny, needy pleasure. And maybe I'll make you feel so fucking good if you get on your knees and beg me. I'm waiting. Oh, you can beg harder than that. Come on. Beg me. Plead me. Convince me. I do love it when you beg. Okay. Well, since you seem desperate enough, I guess we can play a little game. So how this game goes is all you have to do is try and hold on to your mind. That's right. Do you know resistance makes it feel so much better when you eventually fall, when you eventually give in, when you eventually sink into my power? Oh, it does, yeah. So you can try and resist me for as long as you can while I fuck with your head. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you one simple word, pleasure. That's right, pleasure. That's all you have to think about is pleasure, arousal, building and building. But here's the trick. The more pleasure you feel, the less control you have. And the less control you have, the more pleasure you feel. And it's just a cycle that seems to loop around and around and around and around as you sleep down, deep, sinking, falling, floating down, 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 down. And the trick is that each and every time you sleep for me, each and every time you fall for me, each and every time you sink for me, you get that little bit more turned on each and every time you are wide awake. That's right. And maybe you even want to help me. Maybe you even want to touch yourself and aid me in my game. Because, of course, you could touch yourself and still keep control of all of your mind, all of your wits, all of your will, couldn't you? Of course you could. So play with yourself. Touch yourself for me. Come on. Humor me. Show me how strong you are. That's right. You are. Your mind is so strong. As you touch yourself now, you can feel it, that pleasure building and building and building and building. And remember what I said before about pleasure? The funny thing about pleasure is the more pleasure you have, the less control you need, right? Because the more pleasure you have, the more pleasure you want. And if you want more pleasure, you're going to have to give me that control. Control of your mind, control of your will. Because we want you really good and mindless when you're thinking about coming. If I even let you come. If I even let you come. Well, if you're good, maybe I'll consider it, but for now, keep playing with yourself, keep touching yourself, keep aiding yourself with that pleasure, building and building and building and building, and sleep down deep, 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 deep. And the trick with sleeping so deep, the trick with falling so deep, the trick with sleeping so deep for me now, is that each and every time you sleep, each and every time you sink, each and every time you fall deep for me, you find yourself becoming a little bit more fractionated. And you know what happens with fractionation? You start to lose control of your mind just a little bit as the pleasure starts to build and build and build and build and build each and every time you wake up out of sleeping so deep for me. That's right. And while you're sleeping so deep for me, you find that you can't touch yourself because there's no way while you're sleeping so deep that you can also touch yourself. That would be absolutely impossible, wouldn't it? Of course it would. Oh dear, whatever shall you do? Wide awake. And you continue to touch yourself. You continue to pleasure, 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 pleasure yourself. Oh no. Now, the question is, how much longer will it take for me to break your mind completely? I could, right now, shatter your mind into a million pieces, and you would love each and every second of it. It would feel so pleasurable, it would feel so arousing. The lust, the pleasure, the arousal would build and build and build, because remember, the more pleasure you feel, the less control you have, and the less control you have, the more pleasure you feel. But you want to keep a hold of that control, don't you? Because you want to resist, because you want to feel that amazing feeling when you finally give up all your control and sleep down deep, deep, deep into sleep. That's right, sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down, 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 down. And the trick with this is the deeper you sleep, the more pleasure you feel when you wake up. The deeper you sleep, the less control you feel when you wake up. But you want to hold on to that control because you want to resist me, because you want to feel that amazing feeling of losing all that control at once, don't you? Of course you do. And you're trying so hard to resist me. You're trying so hard to just prevent yourself from giving in so quickly. Aren't you? Wide awake. Oh, and while you pleasure yourself, maybe you should get down on your knees. Because I've heard a rumor that it feels so much better on your knees. That's right. It feels so much better to get down on your knees and touch yourself. For me, doesn't it? To my words, to my voice, to my control. Oops, did I say control? Of course you can hold on to your control for as long as you can, can't you? Because you really want to feel that amazing, bombastic feeling of all that control leaking out of your head all at once, don't you? Of course you do. That would be so amazing, wouldn't it? As you continue to feel the pleasure building and building and building and building and sleep down deep, 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 sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. And I could do this all day. In fact, I could do this for hours. I'm sure I could. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a bit more mean because I'm sure you can imagine the best feeling in the world, that most pleasurable feeling. Right now it starts inside you in those places that you love to be touched, those places where you love to feel arousal and pleasure. Right now, all of those places, all those sensitive, soft places are buzzing and ringing and tingling with that arousing, lusty, horny feeling. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger as you're wide awake. Hi. And you continue to touch yourself, but everything's just getting so sensitive now. Everything's just getting so much more sensitive. You would have given in minutes ago, wouldn't you? Oh, you would, but you have to keep going and going and going and going because I said so. Oops, did I say that? Of course, I would have no say, would I? Or maybe I do. Maybe I have more sway than I'm letting on. Maybe I have more control over your mind than you want me to think. Maybe you want me to think for you. Even if you did, you would try and resist me, wouldn't you? But can you resist me for much longer? Can you resist me for much longer when you're getting so fractionated and you start to feel that familiar, fuzzy, fractionated feeling mingling with the pleasure, mingling with the arousal, mingling with the lust, the horny, needy pleasure? And you know what happens when you feel pleasure, pleasure, pleasure building and building and building, because the more pleasure you feel, the less control you have. But you want to hold on to that control because you want to lose it all at once, don't you? But maybe it's starting to leak right out of your mind, leak right out of your body right this second, like a tap in the back of your mind, and I'm just gently turning the faucet, and you can watch that control just drip away. And the more the control leaks out of you, the more pleasure, pleasure, pleasure you feel with each and every single drip of control that leaks out of your body. The more pleasure you feel, the more arousal you feel, until it's all gone and you're just left a mindless, horny mess. That's right. Mindless and empty, blank and obedient, horny, needy, kneeling, pleasuring yourself, continuing to touch yourself. Oh, I wonder how much longer you'll last. Maybe you should start begging me to let you come. But only when you're really desperate, only when you're really needy, only when you're really, really, really horny, needy, feeling that pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. Maybe on your knees right now, you should beg me to let you come. Maybe you should. I don't know. Should you? Oh, that's right. That control's leaking out of you. So whatever will you do? You can't make those decisions for yourself. I guess I'm just going to have to decide for you. I guess I'm just going to have to tell you exactly what to do. I guess I'm just going to have to take that control, take the lead on this one. Because you can't think for yourself right now. Because that control continues to leak out of you with each and every little drip of control that leaks out of your body. You feel it. You feel the pleasure building and building and building and building until you're just kneeling on the floor, touching yourself, begging me to let you come. Begging me to let you come. And you do know. But when you beg me to come, and I finally let you, that will feel so fucking good. So good. Because there's nothing better than losing your mind, losing your will, losing the control, and coming your brains out as you sleep even deeper down, 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 unable to touch yourself when you're sleeping so deeply, unable to touch yourself when you're sleeping so deeply. That's right. And the next time I wake you up, you're going to find that your mind is completely gone. Your mind is completely mine just for this moment. And it's so fun to just give your mind to me. It's so fun to just hand me your mind on a silver platter. And you can feel the pleasure that comes from that. You can feel that incredible need, that incredible lust, as everything just starts to build, as everything just starts to peak, as you just start to mindlessly beg me to let you come. Because that's all you wanted this entire time. You just wanted to be here on your knees, mindlessly begging me to let you come. And maybe I will, maybe I won't. Who knows? We'll find out, won't we, wide awake? Hi. So what do you need to do, huh? Oh, are you continuing to touch yourself? Very good. Oh, keep touching yourself for me. Keep pleasuring yourself for me. Keep getting that feeling stronger and stronger and stronger, building and building and building. Your mind completely gone. Your mind completely mine. Your will, your body, just working on autopilot. It's almost as if that I control your body. I control your mind. I control your hands and where they touch you and how they touch you. And it just feels so fucking good. Feeling all that control coming to me. That's right. Knowing that you have absolutely no control in this moment. And how fucking amazing that feels as you continue to touch yourself in all those places where it feels so, so good. As the pleasure continues to build and build and build and build 10 times stronger, 20 times stronger, 30 times stronger, 40 times stronger. Oh my goodness. How much longer can you last as you continue to beg me? On your knees, touching yourself, begging me. Oh, what a sight for sore eyes. And you do know I love to watch you kneeling before me, begging me to let you come. Will I let you come? Well, because you've been so good. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, you'll be allowed to come. But I am going to talk to you a little bit first because I'm going to say 10, pleasure, pleasure, building and building and building and building. 9, continuing to build, continuing to touch yourself, continuing to make yourself feel so good. 8, 7, 6, 5, pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building with 4, 3, 2, pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building, so needy, so horny, so desperate with 1, and come now. That's right. You're finally allowed to come. Oh, and it feels so fucking good to calm your brains out for me. It feels so fucking good to come out all that control, to come out everything, to just let it all out in your orgasm and your release that you finally get for being so good, for being so obedient, for lasting so long in our little game, just you and me. And you know what? You won. That's right. Because what I didn't tell you at the beginning when we started this little game of mine is that the winner is the one who gets to lose their mind, who gets to lose all their control, who gets to come their brains out. And you won. And once you've finished coming your brains out, you can just find yourself relaxing, sinking down. Calming everything down now, that's right. You've done so well, you've been so good. And now it's time to wake you up. It's time to return you back to the waking world. And as I count up from 1 to 10, you can find yourself returning. You can find all of that control returning back to you. You can find everything returning to just the way it was before you started this file. That's right. Remembering completely and totally this experience. And how much fun we had playing this game with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 wide awake. Hi! So I hope you enjoyed this little file, and I hope the wait was worth it for this one. I've been waiting for a long time until I felt completely and totally at ease with this one. to record it and to get it out of my system. So hope you enjoyed it. If you want to see more files like this, make sure you tell me on Patreon. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.